Hello, everyone. A rather under the weather Vel for you today. I don't feel amazing, but I figured it would be a good day to do story time, if anything. I got asked recently how this all came to be, and I think I forget sometimes that there's a lot of folks who found me later on in my creation, and they like what I do now and are here and happy part of the community, but may not necessarily know some of the things that led to where I am right now. So let's just all hang out and sip on some water or yellow Gatorade in my case. And I don't know. Y'all can hear a little bit from me about this whole journey and how it's been. So really, porn is something I've wanted to get into and do for a very long time, but my career outside of the sex work space has been basically all-consuming. I was in this race against my peers to be the first, the best, the greatest. I was obsessed with it. I did things that if I could go back in time and tell previous Phil to chill, I would. But, you know, the 4 hours of sleep every night so I can stay up studying to be better and better and better. At the time, it felt like the right thing. And don't get me wrong, without all that hard work, I wouldn't have the flexibility that I have now, nor the amazing job that I've sort of stumbled into. So maybe it was for a good reason, but no matter what, I didn't have time to do sex work, housework, really any work that wasn't what I was fully committed to. It sort of reached a boiling point when I finally got to the top. I was working in restaurants, a mistake that I won't make again. And I finally reached the highest level. I won't specify where I worked for fear of, well, you know. But I was at the top. I was really working in some of the best places in the country and widely respected, and I had really everything that I had worked for, and I was fucking miserable. I had a hard time getting out of bed in the morning on my days off. I was working 65, 70 hours a week, because if you're at the top of the podium, somebody else out there will always do the work that you don't want to do. You don't have a choice. And when the owner just wants someone to make him more money, there's nothing else you can do other than just work. I did my 6-month contract, and I signed a 6-month contract because they didn't necessarily believe in me. I was so young. When it ended, they looked at me and we sat down and they offered me a full extension, full employment. And I turned it down. I said, I'm done. I don't have a life. I don't have a partner. I don't have anything. I didn't even have too many friends outside of the business that I worked in. So I made the really bold choice, and I moved back home. I visited for a brief minute just to see if I was making the right choice. I didn't tell a lot of people. My family didn't even know. And I spent one day back home, and I knew that I made the right choice. From there, I booked travel and did little odd jobs in my previous city, you know, working at farmers markets and helping out guys that I'd worked alongside, ghost shifting here and there to help pay bills. It was a modest and honestly pretty reductive life compared to what I was doing before, but I had so much more time. And in that time, I lamented that I'd done so much damage to my body and I'd let myself go so hard that I really wouldn't be able to do porn anymore. It was something that I didn't really care about, but I had just sort of brushed it off as something that, you know, I had to say no to. Well, I visited home again. saw an old friend, and I was telling a story of my time in my career, and she listfully, albeit very highly, said, "You have an amazing way with words. If you ever decide to write smut, I would read it." So, with that thought in the back of my mind as I sat at the airport at a layover in Atlanta, I remembered all the times that I'd listened to audio porn, that I engaged with, you know, caption porn on Reddit, and played sex games on my phone and my computer, and read 100-page novels and beautiful series on Literatica. And I realized that there was something I had to be able to do. The idea of voicing erotic audiobooks became something that I obsessed over. I kind of didn't write off GWA, but I didn't think that's where I would end up. I decided that if I was going to do it, I had to have a book of material of work that I had done before in order to sell anyone on me as a narrator. And what better way to build up a following and to get practice than to try doing script fills on GWA? That led to probably the best few months of my life. I was in a job, my previous one, that ended up being pretty awful, but at the time, before my boss kind of showed his true colors, was quite good. A stable 40-hour work week, no work on weekends, no getting up at 6 a.m. to check on fridges and coolers, no manual labor. I mean, really, it had it all. And weekly, sometimes two or three times weekly, I was working on projects that I was absolutely in love with. I was making porn and people were loving it. It was amazing. It was really, really good. Which, if I had to suspect, is why life decided that I was having too much fun and that I had more than overspent the karmic debt that I was owed. I garnered the attention of particularly vocal fan bases of two large creators and started to receive some really awful messages somewhat consistently. At first, I tried to assuage the problem and just deal with it in a way that I know better than to even attempt now. People don't listen to reason when they're inventing reasons to hate you. I started to get more messages and more comments. I lost a willpower to post. Some of you might remember me tweeting out at one point that I really wouldn't be posting any more improv. Well, that harassment is sort of where that came from. I knew in my heart that I was letting the vocal minority just overwhelm me, but I was confused and uncertain of how to keep going. It was something I was doing for free, and no matter how much you want to tell me, it's okay, people still love it. Those things are hard to wake up to first thing in the morning. Things got worse when my dad got sick. A doctor tells you that your father only has odds of survival rather than a guarantee. It's difficult. It's a challenge that I wasn't prepared for. So when I hadn't posted for a while and was taking care of my father and still receiving these awful messages, I came closer to quitting than I think anyone in the community really knows. It was a tough time, truly. I got threatened with doxing from another creator. I won't get into it. It was bad. I was sitting, unfortunately, in my family home, waiting for my, I guess, stepmother, I don't know, they're not married, to bring my dad back from the hospital, and I was just scrolling through a YouTube shorts, just mindlessly sitting there. And one got pushed to me of a creator who had gone through some of the same things. They're making free content just for fun with their friends who were full-time creators, whereas they were just the occasional few times a month streamer. And they quit for a while. They said that one of their friends convinced them to just make the content that they liked making, but put it on Patreon. This was something that I, as a VA, never really wanted to do. I've been vocal previously, and I received some flack for going back on it, but I was always proud of the free content that I made. There are some people in this Patreon, maybe listening to this right now, that remember the days that I used to do 5 or 6 free customs a month. Well, I decided instead of quitting, if all these other creators can start Patreons and justify these things, why don't I do it? Why don't I give it a shot? And if I still can't handle the criticism, and if I still can't push through, even with people supporting me and only listening to the voices that really care, then this won't be for me. And I'll do it for the summer. I'll announce my retirement, and I'll be done. Well, we're 3 months into Patreon. I think I've posted on GWA once. And I would be stunned if anyone accused me of not loving the content that I make. I've completely fallen in love with it again. I had no idea that we would ever get to this size. I thought maybe 20 or 30 people would join. We've just been shy of 100 for a while now. And we lost some folks in September, but I know that I fucked up September pretty badly, so I understand. I set my sights very high on collabs, but they didn't all exactly work out. Anyways, things are great. Obviously, being sick right now isn't the best feeling, and I do regret how September went, but as long as I get this editing done while I'm sick over the next couple days, everything should be back on track. Monster fuckers will be eating well. And October will be fantastic. I'm looking to hire on a new editor. I'm looking to get everything set up and to continue to grow. I've recently toyed with the idea of seeing... Oh man, I don't know if I want to talk about this. I've toyed with the idea of seeing how I can make this better. I make a lot of content, but I don't market it. I make a lot of content, but I don't edit it particularly well. I make a lot of content, but it doesn't really have art. These are all ways that I can improve, or I can bring people on. Thinking about finding an editor to take all the audios, and or even if it's just 2 a week, which will make everything better, but I can't really afford it, so I have to start making things for Reddit again to grow this community and see it blossom and grow, do more thirst traps on Twitter. I'm getting there with my body, I promise. Not there quite yet, but I'm getting there. Overall, I'm just excited to see the way things go. I'm excited to not be sick anymore. I'm excited for this new chapter. I'm hoping that the holidays go easy on me. I am afraid they might not, given my father's health and how difficult things have been content-wise lately. I hope you're loving it. I hope that if you're listening to this, you've enjoyed what I've created and have enjoyed being a part of this community. It means everything to me that y'all are happy, that you're eating well, and that I make the kind of content you're looking for. I could ramble a lot about that, but just know that if it hadn't been for y'all, you listening right now, I might not be making audios anymore. But that's not to put pressure on you I want to be clear. I love making content, and to find the people that enjoy it has been a wonderful experience. I hope that I always make the content that you like, and I hope that if I stop, or if things change, that you find someone who makes content you like. There's an amazing amount of pornography out in the world, and I'm happy to just contribute my little piece of it. Whether that's encouraging you to edge, having someone to call daddy, or if you just like listening to me ramble about the kinks that I enjoy. Hell, maybe you're one of the people that just likes the plot and they skip through the sex. If you are listening to this, just know that I may not understand you, but your appreciation of my content is a huge compliment. I'm gonna go lay down and take my knockout meds. With any luck, I'm back to recording Tuesday. We'll see if that happens or not. We'll see when I fucking edit this. I don't know. Thank y'all so much. I should really have a closeout, shouldn't I?